Oh, hello, people. Welcome to the second edition of CoinRisk Talk. Some news first. I managed to finish the website, finally. So now it's all operational and ready to go. Check it out on CoinRiskTalk.com. The podcasting section is now active, so if you prefer to hear my voice instead of just watching the YouTube videos, you can sign up for the podcast on the website. And that's about it. Let's get into it. We've had quite a boring day again. I mean, nothing happened really. But I kind of analyzed the market today. I kind of looked into technical analysis. And there's a lot, by the way. There's a lot of people doing technical analysis on cryptocurrency. It's almost like a trend. Some do it well. Some people don't know what they're talking about. I'm one of those people. I'm not good with technical analysis, but all I can do is learn. And I'm not gonna go into Elliott waves and fractals or stuff like that. I'm just looking at the trend line here for Bitcoin. And the news are good. It looks like we are on a bullish trend. We finally managed to get over the trend line. And this means that we are on a bullish trend from now on. Let's check out the four hour period. Yes, so the news is actually pretty good. Yesterday we managed to get over the $11,000 briefly for Bitcoin. And it's possible we're gonna see the same today and maybe even go even further. So only good news on that front. Now, the market as a whole, nothing changed really. It's kind of the same as yesterday, but Bitcoin dominance, if we look here for the market cap, yeah, I mean, it improved with about 10 billion, but Bitcoin dominance is now at 40%, which is really a lot, considering that on January, it was on 33, and now we are on 40, more than 40%. That's a lot. So this can only mean that whenever the market cap stays the same and Bitcoin dominance increases, the altcoins are gonna bleed. So we're gonna see a lot of money fall from the altcoins to Bitcoin. And this might be the trend for a while. We might not see some great increases in altcoins anytime soon, but that's fine. I mean, it's also good seeing a healthy market and seeing Bitcoin go up for a bit. And then we can worry about altcoins. Looking here for some winners, there's none really. I mean, Neo has had a slight decrease, and it was expected. I mean, the Ontology airdrop happened yesterday. They were airdropping about 0.1 ONT for every NEO, so that wasn't a lot. So obviously people sold the news and now NEO is again at around 130. VeChain is still climbing. Somehow this thing manages to still go up, which is good. But we have a new winner, or should I say loser, Walton Chain, which is a great project overall, just managed to F up their PR strategy, and they released a tweet. They had like this contest for February where somebody was supposed to win for Valentine's Day or something like that, and they managed to F that up, and they sent a tweet with, "Hey, congratulations! I'm so glad that I won." And of course they use their own Twitter handle. So obviously somebody did not pay attention to that, and of course people are now asking, so what's happening with that? Why are you doing this? I thought not you were supposed to win, but random people. So of course Walton Chain had kind of a fall. Let's see how much. 13%. Okay, so that's kind of a lot. But I would say, even though I don't encourage altcoin purchases right now, this is actually a good point to buy Walton Chain, because this thing has a lot of potential, and we might not see this this price anytime soon. I mean, look at this. It went all the way to $18 today, and it was on a like an all-time high of 43. So it's basically it's half now, half price from the all-time high. And I don't think this little event are gonna discourage them. I do own Walton Chain, by the way. So, and I'm not planning on selling it anytime soon. So that's what happened yesterday and today. Now, with some news, there's some great news on the finance side of things. This is a document, an official document from Germany's finance minister. And they're basically saying that Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are considered legal tenders. And this just means that they're not gonna tax it. This is the first type of document that I see in this regard from any government. And if we are looking here, yeah, so converting crypto to fiat is VAT free, mining is VAT free, in-game currencies are not equal to fiat, exchanges are not always VAT free. Cryptocurrencies are equal to fiat if they are used as payment and both sides agreed, which is great, right? I mean, they're not going to charge any additional taxes just for using cryptocurrency. Of course, it doesn't apply for investments. So just like the US, you're going to have to pay taxes if you invest in cryptocurrencies. But this is definitely a big, big step forward. And along that note, just a couple of hours ago, the first national bank to directly sell cryptocurrencies is now a Liechtenstein bank, and it's called Frick, and it has made it possible to trade 5 cryptocurrencies with immediate effect as they announced. And you can actually now buy cryptocurrencies from the Frick bank in Liechtenstein. You can buy Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ether, Ripple, and Litecoin. And that's really interesting to see that, seeing a bank officially recognizing them, because that's what it is. And they're even telling you how they're going to store it. So they're saying that to protect against hackers and thieves, they are storing it in so-called cold storage wallets, which they are, of course, the most secure. And they are physically separated from the internet and cannot be hacked from outside. And this is great. This is great news. And I can only think that we are on a bull run from now on. I think maybe in a couple of days, maybe after we get over this weekend, we might see Bitcoin soar. Of course, I'm not a financial advisor, so, and this is cryptocurrency world, so anything can happen. But everyone seems to say so, and the technical analysis says so. So this might actually happen sooner rather than later. Okay, this is it from me. I'm gonna go now. I'm gonna try to keep this video shorter. Please make sure to check out coinrestock.com, check out our Telegram, check out our Twitter, and let's build a community around this. Let's see how this works. If you have any comments whatsoever on coins, if you want me to review a specific coin, I will gladly do that for you. Just leave a comment below. And I'll do it. Okay, guys, see ya.